tarnation? This ain't like nothing I've ever seen before. What's going on? Where in Sam Hell am I? Last I remember, I was on that there train, and some fella looking like me gunned down and shot me. Can't believe he got the jump on me. I thought old Sheriff was the fastest in the West, but he sure clipped my horns. What was he even doing on that train? Was he even after the town's gold? No. That son of a gun had his sights set on me. But why? What's an old cowpoke got to do with whatever scheme he's got cooking up? Wait a goddamn minute. I ain't alone. Oh, I better go take a look-see now. Heh, ain't that something? Can't be that Hogland fella, no. He's got a different look about him. Real strange look, but could be he's in the same situation as me. Don't look like no 10-cent man. Oh, now hell, that puts a bee in my bonnet. Maybe I ought to see if it's worth his time to put our noggins together and find a way out of here. Hopefully I got the right tack about him. May want to keep a hand on the old big iron, though. You know, tell him what's about to go down around these parts.
Thank you.
Captain's log. Stardate? Now that I think about it, I don't know what the date is, let alone the time. DB-683, report. Please advise on current time and stardate. DB-683, come in. Nothing. Should I even bother recording my log? Of course, if I am going to think out loud, I may as well record my thoughts. This is going to be great for my autobiography. It seems that after being zapped by that Hollywood nasty, that I am indeed not dead. Or perhaps this is purgatory. If I am still alive, I believe I have been transported to a strange alien planet. There are artifacts from many centuries ago, but also more recent developments. It's strange. There are both man-made structures as well as natural formations. I have no explanation for this. It is far beyond anything I have seen. This is simply breathtaking. However, what I find most strange about this is that it seems familiar. Wait, what was it that Hollywood character was saying? Something about multiverses? Could this be it? Could I be in the center of the universes. That would be a valid explanation. This is no alien planet, but rather a collision of different timelines causing this mess. But why? Why send me here? Hollywood, he had the opportunity to eliminate me right there and then. Perhaps if he were to eliminate me in my own universe, that would cause a rift that would erase him from the time stream too. I see. That means he is still out there. Somewhere. I cannot stay here. I am a sitting duck. Hollywood has his sights set on me, that's for sure. If I can stay one step ahead of him, there may be a chance. We'll be right back.
songs. Infinity.
Last thing I remember was in that penthouse suite at the Sedgwick Hotel, going toe-to-toe with that goofball wearing sunglasses in the dark. We fell through some sci-fi looking thingamajig, and now I don't know where the hell I am. Must have taken a wrong turn in Albuquerque. I ain't dead, that's for sure. But I might be going crazy. I thought all these other Dirk fellas were just some things I was dreaming up, but no. They're just as real as me. Trying to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to do, but this is beyond my pay grade. Ain't nobody hired me to find the doppelganger. Missing spouse? Sure. Kid held ransom and needs rescuing? Yeah, been there, done that. This whole situation, though, I ain't got a clue. I don't know where the hell I am or when I am. I heard all about this time traveling stuff on those sci-fi dramas, but I thought it was just some flight of fancy kind of malarkey. I'm looking around though and I see all kind of weird stuff. Like somebody smashed the past and the future together and paid it no mind to making sense. Gotta keep my wits about me around these parts. I'm telling what kind of weird things going on. Well, I can stand here feeling sorry for myself or I can get a move on, try and make some sense out of all this. Figure out what the hell I should be doing. My gut's telling me that some of those other fellas, those other Dirks I've dreamt about, they ain't as bad as that Hollywood dope. Maybe if I can find them, we can put our heads together and figure out a way out of here. Hey, three heads are better than one, especially when they're all the same fella, am I right? Alright, enough clowning around. let's get a move on and see what kind of trouble we can get up to.
Mm-hmm.
done caught up to one of these fellas, but I reckon I ought to keep distance. He's a real nasty looking character. Can't be too sure if he's friend or foe. Bella there's got a real big heater on that there hip, and I ain't looking to. Well, that answers that. I'd come out of that hidey hole, partner, or else I'm gonna put a little ventilation in that 10-gallon of yours. Looks to me I gotta haze this tenderfoot a little bit. Show him what's what back at West. Alright there, fella. You want a showdown? I'm gonna turn you every which way before. God dang it! That boy's got the itchiest trigger finger, I tell you what. Alright, old man. Put him up, or I put you down. I ain't screwing around with all this malarkey, okay? Old man? Old man? Well, now you gone and done it. That's enough. What in tarnation? Now is not the time to be fighting. Especially when it can get you killed. Hey, forget about it. Just a few wanted shots. That your sore excuse for a poor shot, boy? I've seen blind ain't better than you. Alright, I've heard enough out of this redneck. I said, that's enough. Now is not the time for some little slap fight over. Over God knows what. There's no point in fighting. Far as I can tell, we have all suffered the same fate. We all met Hollywood, that no good evildoer. He tracked us all down. He sent us all here.
Sure do like his monologues, huh?
But why? And for what purpose? Three Dirks, all from different timelines, different universes. You, Sheriff, from the Wild West.
That's right.
And you, Dirk Tracy, from the Surf Noir world. And yours truly, Captain Brigante, steward and soldier of the
Star. Yeah, some freaky deaky science fiction something or other. Alright, man, I get it. We're all lost out here and who the hell knows where. The three of us knuckleheads and what? Find the emergency exit? Far as I see it, we're as good as dead.
Quite the pessimistic view, my friend. But where there's a will, there is a way.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Maybe if you stop thinking about the next thing you're gonna say, and actually listen to those around you, you would realize that your friend there has a very good point.
Hollywood! Finally, you show your face, fiend. Don't think you will win, this time, with the three of us.
Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall. That's what was next, right? Of course. I've seen this movie, too. I starred in it. But look, there isn't anything united about any of you. Tracy can barely hide away his contempt for either of you. He's used to being a lone wolf. Team player ain't his idea of a good time. Huh, Tracy?
Alright, listen here, pal.
No, Tracy, you listen. Your fist ain't gonna get you very far this time around. They sure as hell ain't gonna save your dumb ass. You three, you're the last I need to go. Now I'll admit, it hasn't been the easiest task. I didn't quite have the strength I needed to take you idiots out. But then again, I am a bit smarter than the average Dirk. So here we are, taking out three birds with one stone. Hat trick, baby. Now, Tracy, it's time for you to play your part.
Tracy, what is he talking about? What part? You're in on this,
fellas. Listen, I got... Dang it! I knew I should have plugged you full of holes when I had the chance. Can't trust a tenderfoot with a goddamn thing.
You dopes never stood a chance. There is no part for him to play. Tracy is just a pawn in this game of mine. And I am using him to take a few pieces off the board. Namely, the sheriff and the captain. Now, Tracy, what do you say we blow this popsicle stand?
No. No. Unbelievable. I thought you were bluffing.
Little late to learn it, but I don't bluff.
Get it out. Get it out!
My God, man. We're doomed. Click. Click. Boom. Dirk, this is it. This is the last time. I'm coming for you. The Serfany will be mine.